views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being with us. I am really excited to have as my guest today Dr. Richard Bartlett, both a chiropractor and a naturopath, and the founder of Matrix Energetics. And I have my personal stories of interactions with Richard, which are amazing in and of themselves. And, of course, he's gone way beyond what happened in my life when I experienced his healing modality and kind of his sacred touch in Livingston, Montana. So are you ready to embrace a new state of mind, a new way of looking at the world we live in and breathe in, and kind of a new way of reaching out into new possibilities where miracles occur and nothing is really beyond your reach? My guest, Richard Bartlett, is truly a miracle man, and he's written two books, Matrix Energetics and The Physics of Miracles, both of which are fantastic books, which I recommend all of our listening audience secure and read. They're both page-turners and hard to put down because of the amazing stories that he tells. So, Richard, welcome to Heart Center Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
I know you could talk for the full hour about what happened to you and how this all occurred. Just give us, as in a brief a way as possible, kind of how you came about and manifesting or accessing this new reality that you are now using in your healing work and especially in your teaching.
Well, in 1996, I went to Bastyr University in Seattle to start naturopathic school. What I thought was going to be a two-year program turned into a four-year program. They did not have an advanced standing program like they promised. So I left. I was in the same spiritual community you were in, and I actually left there in Montana to go to Seattle. But the problem was I did not have a license to practice chiropractic, and I wasn't really trained for anything else, and I wasn't very good on the McDonald's drive-thru or something. So I had to drive back and forth 13 hours one way between Seattle and Livingston, Montana, where my home still was. And it was on those drives, well, you could say coffee is probably, you could say sacred herbs, right? I had this Mexico big gulp of coffee because it's very important that you not fall asleep at the wheel when driving 13 hours through snow on windswept passes between Seattle and Montana. So so I would drive all night, and then I would get to the office about 8 in the morning, and I would see something like 30 people a day on the weekend there. And then I would drive back again at the end of the weekend, exhausted, and usually wind up taking one or more tests in the naturopathic school. So essentially I was running on caffeine and exhaustion. And I think that, I mean, it's not the preferred way, but I don't like spinning, the whole Sufi spinning thing. I'm not for that. So maybe I would opt for coffee before I would spin. But you get into an altered state of consciousness. And so I was in a very altered state. And I'd worked all day and had no sleep. And I'd driven through a snowstorm. And at the end of the day, this woman brought in a young girl to me, and I had in the spiritual community that you and I were both in, I had a reputation of, quote, being a miracle worker, which, of course, we all know that that's really nonsense. God's the miracle worker, and we just show up, and things can happen. So that's what happened that day, but it showed up in a very weird way. She had been to the doctor with her little daughter and even consulted a surgeon about the little girl's lazy eye. And the surgeon told her, well, there's nothing we can do right now. We'll just watch it and see if it gets worse. Well, she didn't like that. So she came to me and asked me, well, what can you do? Well, I was out of my mind, David. I was out of my mind. I had no sleep and a lot of caffeine and had worked already on something like 26 people that day. So I knew that there were a couple things that I had learned in chiropractic over the years that might help. I also knew that little children bite. And that's probably why we're here, because my son, Nathaniel, who I believe you've probably met or might have seen when he was little, he bit me when I was trying to do an intraoral cranial technique on him to correct his bronchitis. And he bit me like a snapping turtle, and it hurt a whole lot, and I always remembered the way that felt. That was one of the techniques I could have done on the little girl for the lazy eye, the only one, really. And I knew, I took one look at her, and I thought, you'll bite me, won't you? And so I wasn't going to do it. And I turned, not knowing what to do, I turned behind me, and there was an image of George Reeves, the 50s Superman, dressed in red and blue with the cape flapping in the wind and the S on the chest, staring at me, smiling at me with that inscrutable smile, and his X-ray vision, or which looked, by the way, yellow to me, because in the comics you have to represent things with a color so that you can see the invisible. Same thing with in anatomy. If you're studying, you know, nerves and blood vessels and muscles and all that, they're all different colors so that you can tell them apart, because they don't look like that in the real world. So anyway, this yellow beam went into the girl, and I saw a blockage, a dark blockage of energy there inside of her head. And I thought, well, what have I got to lose? I got Superman on my side. And so I touched a finger to her forehead, and she started blinking at me in this strange way and said she was seeing double. She was seeing two of me. And she kind of ran into walls for a little while, and but she was fine. Her lazy eye was instantly corrected. I don't know what really happened to this day, but her lazy eye was instantly corrected and never returned. And the very next day, that was the end of a very long day, and I finally got some sleep. The very next day, the first person I touched, their shoulder popped into place when I touched them. And then George Reeves, Superman, my hallucination, whether it was an angel or just me hallucinating, came out of the wall, walked up to me and said, can I help? And stepped into me, and here we are.
Wow. Well, so we can blame it all on Superman, which is
George Reeves, yeah. Well, we can blame it on my grandmother, actually. She would set me in front of the TV in the 50s, and I would watch Superman every single day. So,
great. Well, you teach all over the world. In fact, I was looking at your schedule, and you're traveling like crazy all over Europe and actually into Russia in the coming few months. And so all of your classes are sold out. So what happens during one of these classes? Because I know some people that have taken your classes, and I'm actually interested in, if it's not already sold out, of maybe going to Seattle in December. So tell us what happens with these classes and how people are able to enter the kind of the field that you are able to access through the miracle of who you are and what you've been able to do.
It's not really about who I am or what I'm able to do. And I can tell you my dear, incredible, amazing partner, Melissa Joy, can do everything and more that I can do. I would say she's more qualified to be teaching things than I am. I've forgotten more than I remember about healing, but, basically, it's what Rupert Sheldrake calls a field effect. Rupert Sheldrake, he's written about something called morphogenetic fields or morphic fields. I think that everything is represented by a morphic field. I think some of the, quote, healings you see, for instance, with charismatic preachers, you know, where they gather 5,000 people together and then they do the laying on of hands and then the the deaf hear and the blind walk and the stupid see, you know. I think it's a field effect. If you point a fully loaded phaser bank at someone, something is going to happen. When you build up a lot of energy and information in a pattern, and that pattern is held around a belief structure that then further empowers what you would call almost the energetic software of the experience, it's like a mechanism. It will trigger just by stepping into resonance with that belief, that thought form, that field of expression. So I was reading Sheldrake and quantum physics when I started developing this. After I figured out, and it took me a few years to figure out it wasn't just me. I'm not the miracle worker. There is a miracle available, but it's that old thing in the Bible where my Father worketh and I worketh hitherto. If you make yourself one with the field, I and my Father are one. If you make yourself one with the field, then the field works through you. And the field is, it's not the unified field. It's actually what I believe it's a morphic field, which is a specific field that I originally deliberately developed, knowing it could become a field effect. And then every person that's ever attended a seminar, every person that's ever read a book or listened to Melissa or I speak or seen us on a YouTube or something contributes to the formation and the uniqueness and the structure and the power of that amazing field.
Hey, Richard, we got to take our first intermission commercial break now. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. This is the Heart Center Talk Radio. My guest is Dr. Richard Bartlett. A lot more. Stay tuned to this program.
We've already said
to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
We've already said goodbye. Since she gotta go, oh, you better go.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Lewis, and my guest today is Dr. Richard Bartlett, and we're talking about right before the intermission about the morphic field. And in my book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, which was actually the first half of it, inspired by a master known as Al Moria, he talks about the sacred flow field, electromagnetic faith fields, and the morphic field. So, Richard, you were saying that as you train more and more people, as people read your book and they're able to access this field, it kind of grows, it expands. And do you see the time when eventually everyone on Earth will be able to kind of tap into this greater morphic field and either be healers or at least be able to shift an awareness to this new dimensional experience?
I don't see why not. It's the thing that you must realize is it's not based upon what people believe or even what they experience. It's based more upon what they're able to open to. And I agree, I don't really use the word electromagnetic field when describing matrix energetics, because some very strange things happen in this field. People will go into yoga postures, they'll go into trance states, they'll spin, they'll speak into, who knows what's going to happen. All sorts of things besides what you might traditionally call healing. But the thing is, it didn't fit a quantum model, and it didn't fit actually an electromagnetic model. The problem with the electromagnetic model, and parts of the aura, yes, are definitely electromagnetic, but we're talking more in the terms, Melissa and I, these days of torsion field physics, which has to do with the Russian physics, which is, again, it's, I think, the physics of miracles. Melissa and I talked about it in the book, Physics of Miracles. Melissa talks about it very succinctly in her new book, which is absolutely brilliant, MJOI, Practically Speaking, Matrix Energetics and Living Your Infinite Potential. It's the best of the books that have been written so far on matrix energetics, and I highly recommend it to anyone. But what I wanted to say about that is the heart is a torsion field. The fields of the heart spin. I was shown that there's a counterclockwise and a clockwise spin. The counterclockwise spin in the physical octave actually increases coherence. It increases healing. It reverses time. So it's responsible for actually what they call a negentropic effect. And then you've got your electromagnetic fields, and those fields spin clockwise. Those fields actually are part of entropy. They're part of, the electromagnetic spectrum. We know we can measure it with heat or light or certain instrumentation. Those fields, when merged with the torsion fields, the negentropic field, creates a balanced yin and yang polarity. And in the center of that polarity, there is no charge. And the way I look at the heart now, not the heart chakra, not the physical heart, but the point of resonance, which I would call almost the white hole that opens into universal expression from the all to the nothing and the nothing to the all. Because if you look at the no thing, you would say it's the place where there's all potential because nothing is manifested. So when we talk about moving into the no thing, it's Melissa and I are talking about moving into that point of reference from the heart, where there is no charge, where the polarities, the negentropic and the entropic polarity, cancel each other out. And there you have infinite possibilities seated there that only requires, like Jesus said, like the faith of a grain of a mustard seed to move a mountain of adversity. And so I think it's something that all the great teachers have talked about, but we've got a physics explanation for it.
I love your explanation, and I call it the sacred space or even the void, because it's that point from which all creation really emerged, which you know, wasn't, and then it's like the womb of the cosmic mother from which everything is drawn, and it's just amazing. So you mentioned going back in time, and I know one of the techniques that you have been able to utilize is actually counting back. And can you tell us how this works and some of the stories that have occurred where you've been able to, fortunately, by God's grace, help people to facilitate their healing by, you know, reversing time?
Well, again, that's encoded in what I was just saying. A negentropic effect actually runs backwards. So it, when you access that particular field, that torsion field, and I think time is exactly that, there is no real time or space. The physicists know that. In fact, I saw this I was in Livingston, Montana, and I saw a Time Life cover that said, physicists say time doesn't exist, and they're pretty sure space doesn't either, which I thought was a pretty interesting cover. So it's that thing we're talking about, that zero-point reference, not the zero-point field, which is different. That's a physics description of a very specific thing. But that zero-point reference for the nothing or the no thing, which then can become the all, which is infinite expression as potential, you can actually move to a point where there is timelessness. And then the idea is that time is more like a spiral or a torsion field, and all the points of reference all link up together so that there is only the perception of time, but movement in time is a movement in consciousness, not an actual movement in the passage of energy or the passage of time and space. It's instantly there. All points of reference are there simultaneously, and it's what you're in resonance with that determines what your experience is. Now, the counting backwards, that was based on the Philadelphia experiment, where I thought, X marks the spot. That's what it says in the Search for the Holy Grail in the third Indiana Jones movie, and X almost never marks the spot. Exactly. Well, X marks the spot. That's you are here. So I took that as the birth date of a person, their birth day or their age, just as a reference. It was a random reference, but it was based on the idea that you need a zero-point reference for time to know where you are in time or space. So I took that, and then counting backwards, really it just gives your left brain something to do while the magic happens behind the scenes. Because when you link your right brain, your creative wave-like brain, into the joy and resonance of the field of the heart where time and space are suspended, then you instantly can travel in essence to any point in your cosmic history. And I don't even believe at this point, I don't believe in past lives. I think past lives are happening simultaneously. The problem, David, with having past lives is people think it's way in the distance and they can't access it, so therefore they can't change it. But right. If you imagine that everything is all lined up, like the angels dancing on the head of a pin, infinite number, if these things are in resonance and are happening simultaneously in a different dimension, or what the physicists call a parallel universe, now suddenly you have access to all of that, and it doesn't seem so distant, and it's really not.
It's kind of more of a spiral as I see it. And it's not really cyclical like we think of karma and reincarnation. It's this spring, and it's amazing. Yeah, I understand exactly what you're saying. So you've been able to use this technique of counting back to actually access people's body temple when it was whole, and they just kind of shift right into that state where they didn't have a broken arm or whatever, and it was just like it was miraculous.
It is miraculous sometimes, but we don't do it to look for the miraculous. And in fact, you cannot count backwards and move in time in a technique. What you have to do is you have to dissolve your consciousness where time and space do not exist.
Exactly.
Now that only takes the blink of an eye. I mean, if you stop thinking for the blink of an eye and move into the resonance with the field of all infinite possibility within that reference frame of the torsion field of the heart, instantly miracles happen in the blink of an eye, as it says. And that is technology. That is science. That is physics. I often say I believe Jesus and was a physicist, you see, because the sacred physics of this is reproducible, observable, and anyone can do it. It's not about healing. It's about getting out of your own way and finding out that which you really are.
So it's really about getting out of your mind. You said at the beginning, yeah. you were out of your mind, yeah. And literally you were out of your mental construct of all your training, and you went into this new field.
That's right. Training will not help you. Training will hinder you. Now, that's not to say that, quote, healers physicists and physicians and nurses can't do this. They can. But I will tell you, little children, I had a famous doctor who came to the seminar with his little child. And at one point I looked over and his child had essentially, now we're not talking in a mean way, crucified her father upside down. Her father had gotten into what we call frequency 18, which looks like some sort of a kundalini experience. And he was upside down and he was holding her hands out and smiling. And he's looking at me, he's like, what have you done?
Hey, we have to take our second commercial break here. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. My guest is Dr. Richard Bartlett. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and much more to come with amazing stories. So stay tuned.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just one.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Hey, we are back on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis with Dr. Richard Bartlett. We have a caller from Ohio. Kathleen, go ahead.
Yes, hi. Dr. Bartlett, David, this question might be for both of you. I have read Dr. Bartlett's book, The Physics of Miracles. I've also watched some of his videos on YouTube and some of the videos of some of the students on YouTube. And I have, after my infashion, have been practicing 2 points for quite a while. I know you haven't explained it to your radio audience on this show yet, but my curiosity is, my understanding is when you do the 2 point, it's drop down, set intent, let go. And your intention, now I have used this with the intention of changing negative situations that I either am experiencing or I read about, and I'm curious if any of your other students have ever attempted this.
As far as changing world situations or personal situations?
Both.
World situations are a little more difficult because you're dealing with a morphic field called free will. And yeah. Free will is interesting because people will resonate in a... Oh, if you looked at a rock and all the sediment in the rock, and you've got all these layers, each layer is a different strata of consciousness. And so to try and change that whole strata of a situation can be very difficult because who's deciding what's right? Who's deciding what's wrong? Who's deciding what should happen? You see, there's a division of effort. The more someone thinks that something should be a certain way, that puts you in resonance with that particular strata, but it does not give you access to the entire pie, as it were. You can get on, you can skim the top, or you can eat the crust, but you're not going to get the whole pie. So trying to change world events by trying to change anything isn't going to work. By changing yourself, however, you can change your resonance with world events, and that can make a difference, as Gandhi demonstrated, as Jesus demonstrated, as many other great teachers. Where you go is you go within, and you go to yourself, and you go, okay, what within me can change and not be in resonance with this experience? Now, that's not the same thing as being fearful and saying, I don't want to hear about Ebola. I don't want to hear about what the government's doing. I don't want to know about the NSA, Edward Snowden. I wish he'd just shut up, et cetera. No, there's a lot of people out there like that. There's a lot of people out there like that. They don't want to hear me say this stuff because it's one thing to be informed. It's another thing to resonate in fear. If you resonate in fear, well, that's the biggest strata of all. And so trying to change something out of fear is going to just put you right in harm's way with it. Now, the cool thing about matrix energetics, I do believe there's been divine assistance with that. It's set up in a way that it's primo non nocere, the naturopathic motto of first of all, do no harm, or ahimsa, as they call it. So you can't hurt yourself, but by trying to help yourself, you also may not be helping yourself because ultimately, the more we focus on our problems, the more we magnify them because we're in resonance with them.
Wonderful.
I consider times when I have been in the middle of, I've watched something or read something, and because of the negativity I'm witnessing, the intention is I put the negativity in the 2 point, and God does the rest. And
that sounds really good. I like that.
And I have felt the energy shift. Now, that doesn't mean that I won't encounter negativity 5 minutes from now or 10 minutes from now, but I do feel the change take place.
Well, one of the things that the master Saint Germain said that I've told everybody, two things actually, I've told everybody in all my classes. The sense of struggle creates the struggle. So let go of trying to change something because that's a struggle. Go to where the change has already occurred. Witness the change, but do not think you're the arbiter of the change. The change happens not because of you, in spite of you. That's the two things he said. The sense of struggle creates a struggle. And he looked right at me one day through Elizabeth Clare Prophet and said, "You think, beloved heart, that it is because of your healing abilities that people get well. I tell you, nay, it is in spite of those abilities, but it is the grace of God." And so I always tell people that, and I've got that written on my forehead.
Great. Well, thanks.
Hey,
thanks
Dr. Barker,
for
I thank
Kathleen.
You for your insight.
I appreciate it.
Pardon?
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome, David.
I would like to do an experiment, Richard, and I don't know if you're willing to do this. However, you know, one of the Iron Man movies was amazing, where the Iron Man is able to kind of identify and target numerous bad guys like all at once,
right?
And then do his thing. And you may have been asked to do this for everyone on this call today, or everyone who's listening or will listen to this program. Is it possible for them to, through your awareness, and you know the facilitation that you are, by God's grace, of course, able to access, enter that field for a moment of spacelessness and timelessness, and if they have an issue, if they're willing to let go and kind of move into this field of acceptance and no thought and in the heart, in that center point that you talked about where there's perfect balance, just have the flow of this field, and maybe they can be helped by it.
I think it's a great idea. And we've done this on small scales in seminars where we've worked on somebody on stage, and we always tell people, look, you don't need to be up here on stage with us. There is no stage. There is no separation. There is no time and space. Therefore, every person listening is a part of that experience. Every person that wants that experience can have it. What I do caution is do not focus upon what you don't want and trying to get rid of it, because that puts you in resonance with what you don't want. Go to where you don't care if something changes, to the point where if it changes, great. If it doesn't change, great. Go in between those two extremes and find that still point in your heart now. Go right there. And you don't have to know anything. Dropping down into your heart is really simple. Just imagine there's a person in your head. Melissa likes to give this example. And you get this little person, gets in an elevator and punches the down button. Go down in the elevator and drop down into the cavern of the heart. Now just open the doors and you're there. Now, the two point, really there is no point to the two point. It's a method of measurement. What you need to do is go, okay, here I am now and there I am then. Just realize that any change that you want to occur is already resonating in your field as a possibility, and all you have to let go of is that idea that things can't change. Let go of the idea that there is effort involved in change. Let go of the idea that change cannot happen instantaneously. Move into the miracle, which you are, which you all are, because as my spiritual teacher, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, said, one with God is a majority. This field to me is God, or an expression of God, all things are. So therefore, move into the position where you're not the doer, and it is done.
Thank you so much. You know, I've also read Eric Pearl's book, The Reconnection, and a lot of what you do seems very similar. And, he says the same thing. It's not about trying to force something to happen. You just, you know, it happens through this acceptance and a non-energetic, like, thrusting of the mind. And you mentioned the heart, and I truly believe, because the organization I've been privileged to help found and kind of work with is called the Heart Center. And we know that the heart is a lot more powerful than the brain, and it puts out a magnificent field, and the heart math people have proven that scientifically and energetically. And I truly believe that when we just get rid of all these mental constructs and kind of enter this new field that the heart facilitates through its childlike nature, through joy, through love, and just kind of relaxing and letting go, that that's where the miracles really begin.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, what I'll tell you how I came to that. I came to it scientifically. I have something called a bioilluminator. It's a tower. It's actually sitting right next to me in this room. It was made by a guy named, Patrick somebody. I can't remember Patrick's name, but he's not alive anymore in this plane anyway, so don't worry. You can't get one. There's only two of them in this Western Hemisphere, and I have one of them because he wanted me to have one. They've got six rings in them and then two fans, one on top and one on the bottom. And what it does, he thought he was going to cure sick building syndrome. That didn't work. And so what it does is makes the light, the photons in a room, super coherent over time. So I started taking pictures of my clients before and after. And what I found out, if you take a super coherent room and you bring something else in that's not coherent, like somebody's body, you can take a Kodak picture of them, one of those Instamatic pictures, and it'll show distortions in their field. You'll see their field and how distorted it is. You'll also see spirit faces and weird stuff sometimes. Anyway, what I found out, David, is the more I concentrated on trying to do something, the more distorted those pictures got. And the more I let go and the more I relaxed and the less I did and the less I tried to do, quote, in healing, the more instantaneous the change. And I got to the point. I started out with frustration because I swear everything I did made things worse. And then I got to the point where I let go and I let go more and I let go more. And now we can teach it as a principle of this field because it is part of this field. It's like software that you're already comes installed. You turn on your system and boom, there's the software. It comes right up on the screen. That's how awesome. This field is. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, we're taking our final commercial break here for about 3 minutes, and this is HeartZone Talk Radio. My guest is Dr. Richard Bartlett, and there's more to come, so stay tuned.
She had silky smile. She took a standard pose as she presented herself. She had sultry eyes. She made it perfectly plain that she was his for a price. But he said, leave me alone. I'm a family man, and my body is much worse than my body.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in listen to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Lewis with Dr. Richard Bartlett. And before we get into our final segment here, I'd just like to share that we have a great opportunity for many of you who may not have experienced a direct relationship or experience with an ascended master. And this one's called Lord Maitreya, who is a Buddha. And I'm facilitating a two-day course on October 19th and 26th. They're both Sundays from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Mountain Time, and it's called Maitreya Buddha Speaks on Mu, Atlantis, and the New Earth. And I believe that a lot of what Richard has spoken about today was actually known in some of these past Golden Age civilizations, and it's finally coming back to the Earth to a general understanding of more and more people to where we can really access this divine energy and frequency, which is all around us, within us, and it's just a matter of a shift in consciousness for us to be able to utilize it for personal healing, for wellness, for wholeness, and all aspects of our lives. And so you can go to meruuniversity.org, that's M-E-R-U university.org, and register online for this two-day course on Maitreya Buddha Speaks on Mu, Atlantis, and the New Earth. And again, that's Sundays, October 19th and 26th. And we also have a free ebook that we are privileged to offer all of our listeners who don't already have it. And you can go to heartscenter.org or heartscentertalkradio.org. And that's hearts with no apostrophe, Hearts Center. So next week, I'll be privileged to have as my guest Raphael Fitch on spiritual astrology, same time, same station. And now let's get back to Richard. Richard, you know, you've had a lot of amazing experience, and you mentioned coherence and resonance. And I believe these are two very important words that it kind of explains where we need to be in order to really access this new matrix. Can you explain a little bit more scientifically, as you already have, about how we can be in coherence, how we can be in resonance with love and with this field, so that we can all do a little bit more about what you're doing?
Well, first thing I want to say, I'm probably one of the more incoherent people you'll ever meet. I babble. I'm a mess in my own unique and beautiful, miraculous way. So I want to point out a couple of things. First thing I want to point out, you mentioned something about my friend Eric Pearl. What Matrix is very different than what Eric is doing. Eric has one thing he's doing that I draw issue with, and I want to just point out because I think it's important. He says now that the reconnection has come in, that no one needs anything because these new frequencies are now here, and he tells everybody literally to stop what they're doing. I just wanted to say that we've had physicists and policemen and children and practitioners and healers and doctors in our seminars. We never tell anybody to stop doing what they're doing or that this supersedes what they've done before. It's literally all are welcome. All fields are accepted. Everything that anyone is doing can contribute to the richness of their experience with this field. That said, coherence is a physics term. And it's based upon, let me see if I can explain, like a laser. Everyone knows a laser is coherent light, but what is that? Well, we have to go to the collapse of the wave function. I'll do it quickly. But essentially, the idea of the collapse of the wave function is that the level of the electron, or the photon, if you will, everything, all possibilities are coherently present. In other words, there is no weighted difference between one thing and another thing occurring. They're all equally possible. Now, through our filters of our beliefs, our perceptions, our training, our cultural morphic fields, etc., we then create incoherence or decoherence. Decoherence just simply means that from the field of all possibility, we will choose to resonate, like I was talking about the strata, we'll choose to resonate with a certain experience, and that is the experience that will be our reality. That's why I tell people I think it's more virtual reality than actual reality, because everyone's reality is uniquely different based upon their perceptions, their training, quote, if you want to say their karma, I don't even like the word anymore, but basically the totality of who they are makes up the resonance with their experience. And so they decohere from the all into a unique infinite expression of infinite potential. Okay. So what we're really after, what people really want, is they want decoherence. They don't want coherence, because coherence means there is no difference between a sharp stick in the eye and plum pudding. Either are equally preferable, because there is no charge or there is no onus upon one experience being bad, one experience being good, one being painful, one being blissful. And that's one of the things I think the, quote, New Age community makes a big mistake about, is searching for bliss. I think bliss is a stupid pursuit. I like what Gautama Buddha said. He said, I have gained absolutely nothing from enlightenment. To me, it doesn't change who you are. It just changes your recognition of that which you are. And so it's like you're not a good person, or you're not a bad person, or you don't have bad karma if bad things, quote, happen to you. It's just that you have those experiences. If you don't connect with those experiences and make them mean something, like bad or good or so on, then what happens is you get more and more neutral. As you get more and more neutral, you become more wave-like. When you become more wave-like, that is coherence. And when you get to that point of coherence, it really doesn't matter. Nothing really matters. Not in a nihilistic sense, but in a sense that everything is perfect just the way it is. And you are the perfect expression of that oneness right here at this moment now.
I love that teaching, Richard. I think it's very important. It's kind of a new Buddhic mindfulness that's based on divine indifference, rather than not the indifference where you don't care and you're heartless, but where you actually are heartful, because you accept everyone as part of yourself and you as part of everyone else. And it's not a woo-woo thing. It's very locked into.
It's scientific.
It's very scientific. And I've experienced this, and I encourage all of you listeners to get Richard's books, and also the new one by Melissa Joy, his co-teacher. Can you give us the name of that book again?
I can.
Is it called Into the Matrix, Guides, Grace, and the Field of the Heart?
That is a wonderful thing that Melissa and I did together. Audio series where we were in a very altered state, and we were for 4 days in this little room in Boulder, Colorado, and we produced that tape of the two of us teaching. It's a wonderful experience. I highly recommend it. Her book is MJoy, Practically Speaking, Matrix Energetics, and Living Your Infinite Potential by Melissa Joy Johnson.
Wonderful. And your website is matrixenergetics.com. You can see where Richard will be. Actually, in 2 days, he'll be in Los Angeles. He goes to Moscow, goes all over Europe to Germany and Italy and London. So check out his website. Check out what he's up to. And if you have the money or you can secure it, you know, take one of his classes. So, Richard, it's been a privilege to be with you today. We have to wrap this up right now. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis. Stay tuned for our future shows. And thanks to our buddy there in the AV room, Brian.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from my friends at Galeo's Cafe website. Try this barbecue lamb marinade in Galeo's miso marinade. Get your lamb shoulder cut into cubes and put into a deep dish. Add salt and pepper to taste, then fresh garlic. Yum! 3 tablespoons of olive oil and 6 tablespoons of Galeo's miso sesame seed dressing marinade and leave overnight in the refrigerator. The Galeo's miso dressing will bring out the best taste of the lamb and make it very, very tender. Then you can barbecue the next day. This recipe is directly from Chef Andre himself, so we know it's going to be delicious. For more information and to order your dressing today, visit galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com or ask for the dressings at your local grocery store. Remember, shipping is free.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The read of a lifetime.
Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Pat, I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.